This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're just short of a year from the first lockdown of the pandemic era. January 23rd last year, most of China's economy went into hibernation. Stores and companies were closed, streets were pretty much emptied, and for months. A lot of companies, as happened here, tried to pivot to find something new they could do to capitalize on a terrible situation. Some of them could, and some of them, as Marketplace's Jennifer Pack reports, couldn't.
When China locked down last January to contain the spread of the COVID-19 virus, the strictest controls were placed on central Hubei province, where the outbreak first began, and where salesman Liu Yi lives. He says no one could go in or out of the province.
We weren't even allowed to step outside the front door.
These measures lasted for 2 months, during which Liu Yi had no income. He sells ingredients to bubble tea and fruit tea shops, which didn't get any subsidies from the Chinese government. Nor did people get cash handouts. Since he lives in an area where face masks are being made, he thought that could be a backup plan.
I partnered with a couple of friends to open a factory making melt-blown fabric.
Melt-blown fabric is the crucial layer in medical masks that filters out infectious particles, and it's a bit hard to make, which is also why there aren't enough top-grade masks, the N95s, to go around this pandemic. So Liu Yi hired workers and bought a machine.
I thought I could recover the costs within a year without a problem. I knew the high profit margins wouldn't last long.
But for weeks, the machine would barely run. Further east in Anhui province, Qian Wensheng retooled his brush factory to make face masks, but he was having problems with the same machine.
The machine could not produce melt-blown fabric with a 90% filtration rate, let alone 95% as the manufacturer promised. The thickness was uneven, and there were even small holes in the fabric.
We reached out to the machine manufacturer, DeMarc, for comment. The company didn't respond, but its general manager told local media that the firm has never promised its machine would make melt-blown fabric suitable for N95 masks. He admitted there have been some problems with a few machines. But many customers showed up at the company's doorstep to complain, including Qian Wensheng.
Hundreds of people had the same experience as me. It was a trap by DeMarc through and through. This is a company of fraudsters.
Meanwhile, by June, thousands of other companies were making face masks, flooding the market, including automakers, an oil producer, air conditioner, and cell phone manufacturers. The price of face masks started to drop. Again, Qian Wensheng.
At its height, top medical-grade masks like KN95, China's version of N95s, were sold at 90 cents a piece. Now it's less than a dime a piece, so we've stopped producing masks.
He and others are trying to sue the machine company for a refund, but he's having trouble getting his case heard by the courts. When we reached out to other machine buyers, one of them told us he was contacted by the police.
The officer said, don't accept media interviews. This is a business dispute. Why are the police interfering? What does it have to do with them?
As for Liu Yi, he spent his life savings and is now over $60,000 in debt. He owes money to the bank, his family, and friends, and may lose his apartment. Why did he take this chance?
Chinese people are very good at learning new skills. We have passion in our hearts.
Liu Yi doesn't regret taking a gamble during the pandemic. He just wishes he bought the machine from the right company. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.